This is Passport to Texas. Sometimes commercial crab traps end up missing due to storms or they're simply discarded. Yet these traps continue capturing fish and other marine creatures, including endangered species. They take an environmental and economic toll on Gulf fisheries. During a 10-day period in February, volunteers, like you, join Parks and Wildlife staff and partners in removing these derelict traps. More than 35,000 crab traps have been removed from the Gulf since 2002, saving tens of thousands of marine organisms. Parks and Wildlife facilitates roughly 20 coastal sites and provides disposal facilities, tarps, gloves, crab trap hooks, and other items to help volunteers remove troublesome traps. This year's cleanup is February 15th through the 24th. Zach Thomas, who coordinates the program for Parks and Wildlife, encourages the public to go out on their own during this 10-day period. The cleanup is the only time citizens may legally remove these traps from Gulf waters. Meanwhile, the big cleanup push is Saturday, February 16th from 8 to noon. It's a big crab trap removal party. To volunteer for this year's program, visit the Abandoned Crab Trap Removal page on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.